Fitton, emails show Obama State Department's role in anti-Trump coup cabal. By Tom Fitton on June 17, 2019. John Kerry, President Obama's Secretary of State, seems to be having trouble staying within the legal bounds of the Logan Act. So it's not surprising that his State Department lieutenants were getting their hands dirty in the conspiracy to bring down Donald Trump. Judicial Watch now has received more evidence of this anti-Trump conspiracy. With the Daily Caller News Foundation, they just released 16 pages of documents revealing senior state Obama officials. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and Special Coordinator for Libya Jonathan Weiner, coordinated with incoming House Majority Whip Steny Hoyer's DMD, National Security Advisor, Daniel Silverberg, to work on Russia dossier information provided by Christopher Steele. Steele was surreptitiously paid by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to create the infamous anti-Trump dossier used to justify a series of FISA spy warrants targeting Carter Page. Weiner is a former Obama State Department Deputy Assistant Secretary who was implicated in working with Steele and Clinton associate Sidney Blumenthal to circulate the anti-Trump dossier. Judicial Watch obtained the documents in a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, lawsuit filed on April 25, 2018. On behalf of ourselves and the Daily Caller News Foundation against the State Department after it failed to respond to three separate FOIA requests, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:18CV00968. The lawsuit seeks all records of communications between State Department officials, including former Secretary of State John Kerry, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, on the one hand, and British national Christopher Steele and or employees or contractors of Steele's company, Orbis Business Intelligence, on the other hand. All records and or memoranda provided by Christopher Steele and or his firm Orbis Business Intelligence or by others acting on Steele/Orbis's behalf, to State Department officials. Any and all records in the custody of the State Department related to the provision of documents to British national Christopher Steele and or his firm, Orbis Business Intelligence, or the receipt of documents from Steele or his firm. Time period is January 20, 2009 through the present. All records created in 2016 by Jonathan M. Weiner relating to research compiled by Christopher Steele. Here is some of what we learned from these documents. In an email exchange on September 19, 2016, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS asks Weiner if he is in town. Weiner replies for a couple of hours. In an exchange beginning in November 2016, Hoyer top aide Silverberg emails a thank you to Nuland, calling her a warrior on these issues and stating that he looks forward to pursuing some of the things we discussed yesterday, albeit on the system integrity side. Nuland forwards this email to Weiner, who adds that he wants to talk about some new info. From Silverberg, Daniel, mail to daniel.silverberg@mail.house.gov. Sent, Monday, November 28, 2016, 10:57 p.m. 2. Nuland, Victoria J. Subject, thank you. Victoria. It was a delight to speak today, notwithstanding the context. You've been a warrior on these issues, and I look forward to speaking further to preserve and wherever possible strengthen the important work you have done. I'll follow up regarding a possible working group meeting. On November 29, 2016, at 10:07 a.m., Nuland, Victoria J. Nuland via state.gov wrote. Thanks, Daniel. I look forward to continuing our collaboration in whatever capacity life brings. Copied here is Jonathan Weiner, who has some legal ideas that may be of interest to you and Kong. Hoyer. From, Nuland, Victoria J. Sent, Tuesday, November 29, 2016, 10:08 a.m. 2, Weiner, Jonathan. Subject, RN, thank you. They want to pursue some of the things we discussed yesterday, albeit on the system integrity side. From, Weiner, Jonathan. Sent, Tuesday, November 29, 2016, 10:12 a.m. 2, Nuland, Victoria J. Subject, RE, thank you. Want to talk briefly further. Some new info want you to be aware of. Redacted, phone call okay sometime this am? 5 minutes is enough. From, Nuland, Victoria J. Nuland, jitstate.gov. Sent, Tuesday, November 29, 2016, 10:23 a.m. 2. Weiner, Jonathan Weiner at state.gov. Subject, re, thank you. Of course, redacted, send me good number and time. From, Silverberg, Daniel. Sent, Tuesday, November 29, 2016, 10:52 a.m. 2. Newland, Victoria J. CC, Weiner, Jonathan. Subject, re, thank you. Great. Jonathan, I'm all ears. From, Weiner, Jonathan. Sent, Saturday, December 10, 2016, 2:10 p.m. 2. Silverberg, Daniel. Daniel.silverberg@mail.house.gov. Subject, re, thank you. I've reached out for our call yesterday. Please call me to talk further at your early convenience. Weekend best, but can also talk Monday. In a November 2016 exchange with the subject line, would like to catch up on something at your convenience, Weiner reaches out to Newland for a meeting, which gets booked in the Truman Building on November 28. In an email exchange dated December 12, 2016, Weiner requests a brief meeting with Newland, saying, "Something new has come up of which I want you to be aware." Newland replies, "Okay," and adds her assistant to the exchange. Weiner's assistant then emails Newland's assistant looking for a time to meet. Christopher Bedford, editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation, had this to say about these documents: "Every day of digging reveals more and more political collaboration on this hit job, and at the highest levels. While so much of the media is content to chase Russian conspiracies, the Daily Caller News Foundation and the fantastic lawyers at Judicial Watch are going to keep doing the hard work of holding power accountable. Here's what else we're pursuing in this area." Judicial Watch recently released 43 pages of documents from the State Department revealing that its special coordinator for Libya, Jonathan Weiner, played a key role in facilitating Steele's access to other top government officials and prominent international business executives. Weiner was even approached by a movie producer about making a movie about the Russiagate targeting of President Trump. Judicial Watch previously released two sets of heavily redacted State Department documents showing classified information was researched and disseminated to multiple U.S. senators by the Obama administration immediately prior to President Donald Trump's inauguration. The documents reveal that among those receiving the classified documents were Senator Mark Warner, DBA, Senator Ben Cardin, DMD, and Senator Robert Corker, RTN. "We are also suing the State Department for communications between Newland and employees of Fusion GPS, as well as top-ranking Department of Justice, FBI, and State Department officials." These new documents further confirm that the Obama State Department was a way station for Steele's smear dossier and other anti-Trump activism.